the young singer Marisa has taken the passion and drama of traditional Portuguese fado music and made it her own. On her new CD, she sets both classic Portuguese poems and modern verse to music.
O fado é como jogo que Deus inventou inspirado. Se nos pôs cá nesta vida, foi para jogar o fado. O fado.
This is the title song called Fado Curvo. In it, Marisa sings, "The fado is like a game made up by God inspired. If he placed us in this life, it was to play the fado."
I run away from long, long time fado, and he always tried to catch me.
Marisa is 29. She was born in Mozambique. The family moved to Portugal when she was a baby, to the part of Lisbon called Muraria, described as the birthplace of fado. And the music drew her in. Even before Marisa could read, her father would sketch out cartoons to help teach her the lyrics. She remembers standing in the doorway of her parents' restaurant, listening to fado.
I couldn't see nothing at that time. I was really small. And the only things I see was a dark ambience and a lady singing, and the sound of the Portuguese guitar was really fantastic. And I was always waiting for the answers of the Portuguese guitar to the voice. I think my first passion was that.
Horas mortas, noite escura, uma guitarra trinar, uma mulher a cantar, o seu fado de amargura. Através da vidraça, enegrecida e rachada, aquela voz magoada entristece quem lá passa.
You, at a certain point, left fado behind. You branched out into other kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately came back. Why did you leave and why did you come back to fado?
You know, I used to sing in my traditional neighborhood. I used to sing for my neighbors and for my friends there. But at the high school, my friends start asking me at the high school what I used to do in my free times. And I start saying, oh, I used to sing fado. And they start laughing and saying fado is for old people. So I run a little bit. I start singing other type of things, bossa nova, some rock, some blues. And I start singing in some clubs. I have bands. But you know something, at the end of the night, in that place, as if I felt we had the ambience to sing a fado, I used to sing.
Did it feel sort of like coming home in a way when you came back to fado?
No, it's not like coming home. It's like understand yourself. It's like being yourself. Sometimes I don't know when I finish and when fado starts. I'm so in love and I belong to that music.
É Lisboa da minha canção. Sinto-te perto no encanto mão na mão. Em Lisboa no meu coração. Sinto-te perto entre o rio e a razão. Bem num passo apressado futuro, num rebuliço que se disse e se virá. Geração de palavras escritas, um desatino que o Tejo guardará.
I've read that most fado singers stand very still. They wear black. But that you are quite different. You like to move around. You like to wear color. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Depends on my mood. But I'm not the type of fado singer who be still on stage. I'm always dancing. Fado have a lot of rhythm.
And you have to move.
Yeah, I love to dance.
There are some recurring themes in fado music, one of which is about great, aching, painful longing. And I wanted to ask you about a word that comes up in several of the fado songs on this album. Saudade?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. Saudade is a word only exists in Portuguese. It means when you miss someone. Imagine you don't see someone you like a lot for a long, long time. You start saying, I miss that person. We say, eu tenho saudades daquela pessoa. Saudade is when you miss someone. And that word comes from the sailors. When the sailors start traveling a lot at the 16th century for the discoveries, they start missing their families and home and the country. So they start saying, we have saudade.
This word saudade comes up in the song, the first song on the album, The Silence of the Guitar.
Yeah. Lisboa, cais de saudade, onde uma guitarra há de tocar-nos triste fado. And here he says, Lisbon, harbor of saudade, where a Portuguese guitar is going to play us a sadness fado.
Lisboa, cais de saudade, onde uma guitarra há de tocar triste fado. Quando a alma se agiganta, a tristeza também canta num pranto quase parado. Quando a alma se agiganta, a tristeza também canta num pranto quase parado. O silêncio da guitarra.
When you're performing these songs then, and it's so emotionally engaging, do you get completely transported in the song? Are you at all aware of your performance, or are you just sort of in the lyrics and in the mood?
When I'm singing, I don't know how to explain this to you. When I'm singing, I don't see nothing. I'm just feeling. I'm feeling everything. And even the audience, I'm feeling. If you breathe, if you are crying, I feel everything, what's happened at the audience, but I don't see. I'm just working with the feelings. When I finish a fado, I close a door, you know? And I wait a little bit, and then I start an explication about the other fado I'm going to sing, and then I open another door for another type of feelings, because each fado talks about a different feeling.
Well, Marisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a big pleasure. Thank you very much.
Marisa's new CD is called Fado Curvo.
Mar imenso, praia deserta, horizontal.